Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dub Knight.
Hi, this is Dub Knight, singer, songwriter, musician, album cover, design my album covers, a lot of them, design my video. I do have a doctoral degree in law, and I'm an artist. I love to express myself. So here is Dub Knight.
Hi, this is Dub Knight. I just want to talk about, first of all, dreams. You know, first of all, I got to talk about the Hollywood, the special night Oscar. You know, that's a dream come true, whoever wins, particularly acting, music, you know, because these people, just to be nominated is a dream. To win is like, you know, that it's you know, to imagine winning an Oscar is like, it's one of the highest, you know, level of, you know, awards and entertainment. So, for me, I'm a musician, you know, to actors and singers, congratulations. My original song was Billie Eilish and her brother. They're very talented. You know, they work, you know, they work hard. I would say they're very lucky, you know. Someone like me is, you know, I spent years, 30 years, several years, and I haven't got any recognition. And to see that, it's just inspiration to keep going. Then there's one of the nominees, Diane Warren. She got 15 nominations, you know. For a struggling artist, I think, just to have 15 nominations, that's amazing. So that's historic. But she did win an honorary Oscar, so I'm sure she's an Oscar folklore. For me, I hope they get that chance one day, or, you know, to get the chance to write a song that can be, that could be part nominated for Oscar. That'd be just so amazing. It's the same as like getting a number one song on the pop chart. I mean, that's a dream. But I'm still like a struggling artist, indie artist. And I wanted to talk about also that one of the, you know, I'm not the only one, but I've seen struggling artists come across criminals and evil people, you know. Some people in Dow, you know, Hollywood, you know, the dark side do not like talented people. They're jealous and so on. And you look at all, I was just looking at the numerous cases of artists who are trying to make it, you know, like the guy in Malibu who got killed. Was a struggling rapper, and then the rock musicians who got killed. You know, it's, I had to stay safe. I came across someone who harassed me for several years because I had aspirations to be in music. And, you know, these people made up stories or have said they sampled my music or used it, and I didn't. They harassed me because they were jealous of my talent and jealous of my ambition and even jealous of me owning a little home. I owned a home by myself for years, and they can't get off they black ass or Latin ass or white ass and move on. You know, I don't know these people. They could do the same thing, just write their song and go for their dream. You know, don't try to take my dream away because they're jealous. All they have to do is sit down and write a song and learn how to play, or get them a, you know, get a loan, get a home, or they can get the home easily, not sit up there and just try to tear me down. But they're criminals. They're evil. I don't deal with people who are low-functioning or people who are criminals or ex-cons or been in prison or looking for another victim. I'm telling you this because struggling artists and big artists need to be careful. But the struggling artists, they have to be careful. When you see these rappers or rock and rollers or pop singers have aspirations or even actors, and they get accosted by dangerous people trying to con them or try to stop them from succeeding because of their jealousy and envy. And that's what I experienced for a long time. Crazy mentally ill people who are jealous of my talent in my neighborhood, who don't even know me. And, you know, they're doing everything they can to tear me down simply because of their evil sociopathy. And it's just really sad. You know, it really is about just hanging out with the right people. And for me, I have a talent. I have ambition. I ain't going to hang out with somebody like that. It's not fair. It's wrong. But I'm aware. I'm always aware of who I hang around, who I'm around with, who I deal with. I always have to be. Even, you know, it's better to hang out with nobody or a few than hang out with somebody who's going to hurt me. But struggling artists, you know how hard it is to make it in Hollywood, because you need a little luck and the lack of, you know, opportunities. You know, I struggled for years. I paid my dues. I got no recognition, no money, nothing. Only much money I got is $100, $200 for releasing a song on BMI once in a while. And that's it. $200. I ain't made nothing. I mean, I'm professional, but I'm making pennies. And it's really sad that when I see these people like Billie Eilish and so on, who deserve their success, you know, who make it in terms of that they made it, but the chances for, you know, it's so hard to get to that point. And why someone like Billie Eilish deserves it, and she worked hard for it, but for someone like me, I never gotten a chance, like many others. So I hope that chance come true. I'd be respectful, because when you see other artists make it, it's an inspiration to continue. So Billie Eilish, enjoy your Oscar. You deserve it. But the thing is, while I'm getting there, I don't want my Hollywood dream or my life to be taken by dealing with a dangerous felon or criminal. Because aspiring artists should not hang out with dangerous people. And that's the thing about, you know, I keep my eyes awake, you know, I'm like, okay, I want to hang out with other artists and so on, but I'm not going to hang out with no criminal. I had people trying to undermine my music, my talent. And that's criminal, you know. I said that before, and I say it again to teach people, you know, what I went through. Lying about me signing away my music was evil. It's so sad. They had no rights to it. You know, Basic Common Sense, you know who has rights to it? Just look on copyright and who's the copyright claimant, and look on the publisher and look who owns something. Because writing a song is such a gift. And I respect all artists, but but the sad thing is I was harassed so much simply for having talent. Criminals didn't like me in my neighborhood, didn't like me trying music and were trying to undermine that. And you can't let no haters stop you, and I can't let no haters stop me. So when I hear all these aspiring artists whose dreams were found in Malibu, in a, you know, or, you know, dead, or found in Hollywood, West Hollywood, dead, shot to death, or even a famous star shot to death. You know, we have to be careful who we hang around. But some people don't have the morals to, or the mental stability to be around someone who's talented. We have to be positive by, you know, they don't have the ability to hang around somebody who's talented and have ambitions. So when I say that, I mean, we can't hang around those type of people. We have to be positive by being positive with ourselves and only hang around positive non-criminals. We can't hang around with no criminal or no evil person who's going to try to, you know, but some artists don't see that. They look for, you know, especially if you're struggling, you can't, you know, you're looking for, you know, money and stuff to make it, to find food or to clothing or for a home. And, you know, they get desperate and they hang around with a criminal. Or you don't hang around with a criminal to try to make it as a star. But that stardom could be taken away and the dream could be taken away. You don't want your life taken away either. Hang around only good, law-abiding people. Don't hang around no bad people. I still come across evil people, see me as a target in my neighborhood or when I go out because I'm on social media. And I know that I cannot hang around with them because they don't have the stability the mentality to be stable or to follow the law. That's not who you hang around with. As I said before, if we put ourselves in a negative situation and hang around negative people, it's always going to be negative consequences. It is no getting around it, no matter how much we believe this or that. They're dangerous. They're dangerous. They're going to hurt us. We stay away from dangerous people. It happens to a lot of struggling artists and jealous people. We hang around with only good people who know how to treat us right. And if you have a dream in Hollywood to make it, may it come true. I have a dream in Hollywood, too. I want it to come true. May our dreams come true. Don't let nobody take your dream or your life away. Like I hope no one, and I will make sure no one take my dreams in Hollywood or my life away. Good day, good night from Duff Knight.